Ever-blooming roses are those roses that we grow that bloom prolifically in the spring and early summer, and then bloom intermittently all through the summer season, and then produce a beautiful display of flowers again in the fall. We get a lot of bang for our buck and color in our landscapes from these repeat flowering or ever-blooming roses. Now, to keep them shapely, to keep them vigorously growing, and encourage lots of beautiful flowers, it's important to cut these roses back twice a year. The late winter spring pruning is done in late January or early February. Hybrid tea roses and grandiflores are cut back really hard. Now, many of the other roses, like landscape roses, polyanthus, floribundas, and old garden roses, are not cut back quite so hard, but they're usually cut back about half their height this time of the year. Wait until March to fertilize your roses, but don't forget, get that pruning done now to make your roses shapely, full, attractive, and encourage lots of flowers. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.